Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back in the field today. For your game, the type of player you are, how much does it benefit playing both sides of the ball?
Honestly, it's whatever. I mean, whatever the team needs. You know, AC wants to get Roman out there to play some left field, and I'm willing to do whatever the team needs, you know. I mean, whatever AC tells me, I'm all on board for.
Oh, to be back at the Paradise Beach Bar.
What was your number one post up? That place, Paradise
Beach
Bar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Did they know you
bar.
By name?
I don't think they knew me by name, because there was a rotating cast of bartenders different each day. I had Jedi, I had Tyron.
Wait, you literally had somebody serve you drinks by the name of Jedi?
Yeah.
That's...
And we asked him, is it Jedi or Jetty? And he's like, whatever you want. We're like, well, it's your name.
It's definitely not Jedi.
It's 1,010% not Jedi.
He
does that for silly Americans.
He's like, you're tipping me what? Yeah, it's Jedi.
Guess where Jedi will be spending August 20th to September 20th?
Not Alderaan, because that got blown up.
Dartmouth.
No, Massachusetts.
Though. Oh, what?
He's got an aunt that lives up here. Well, if Trump lets him travel. Did I see that they might ban St. Lucian travel?
Why
to the
hell
US?
Would they ban St. Lucian travel?
No idea. But my guy Jedi, or Jetty, or whatever, however you want to say it.
How's it spelled? Did you ever?
J-E-D-I.
That's Jedi.
That's how do you Jedi. Know it's not Jetty?
Because it's not Jetty, is J-E-T-T-Y.
This isn't English. I mean, it is, but it's like their English.
Wait. Oh, it's theirs. Oh, okay.
I'm easing back into my senses. It is English, but it's also a foreign country
right.
of English. Okay. Screw you guys. 617-779-7937. In my ear, Dan Ball said that's current and future former Red Sox outfielder Jaron Duran.
Potentially former future Red Sox outfielder.
Are we okay going down that road? I heard the Jones and Keith boys talking about this, that... I think it was The Athletic says that Jaron Duran could be one of the better players
he's
available at trade deadline.
On their article of the 30 people that could most likely be traded,
yeah.
Number one,
and we've
Jaron
been hearing
Duran.
This for weeks.
Jaron
we've already Duran. Asked Cora about this like multiple times.
Dan, what did we say? Wasn't it Carabas who was also tweeting or wrote underdogged about this, leading you to say what? Informed speculation?
Yeah, they were discussing it on the most recent Section 10 podcast that Will Fleming and their group with Lou Maloney, and they all kind of have a group that will discuss certain rumors, and the Duran rumors and the team's feeling on trading Duran specifically seems to be shifting in recent weeks.
Fleming say that Jaron Duran can F off? Is that what he told them to do?
That would be all Boston right. radio
right,
hosts.
But no,
Boston
let's do the math.
He here. Gone.
Let's do the math. If Will Fleming sat down in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio and told you that something big is going to happen in 2 weeks, and next thing you know, Rafael Devers is traded 2 weeks later, if Will Fleming and the sort of like baseball, you know, the Lou Maloney-Nati, whatever, if they're all now saying like, oh, I could see this happening, he'll be gone.
It's like Scal. I have to be consistent. When Scal starts to talk about opening the door for a player to be traded, like he did a few years ago with Jaylen Brown, my guy, and he was doing it on NBC Sports Boston, I was like, that's signed off on. Like, he's allowed to talk about that because it's a realistic possibility. And come to find out, there were legitimate talks about trading Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant back in the day. And are you fighting with somebody
on
Twitch?
No, I'm just like, what is the Twitch stream? Ship Durant... the F out of here, says rather be golfing 95.
Why are we angry at Durant? I mean, he's had a fallback year. He's not great.
Okay, do I get a
he's been in a defensive slump all year.
Yeah, and also offensively speaking, it's a huge part of playing defense, by the way.
They give you a glove to help you out. You should be able to catch the ball.
Back during spring training, this is a mea culpa. I probably should save this for the Take Tuesday segment, if
yes.
you will. Yes. But I'm just going to give you your props now, back from vacation, Island Andy. During spring training, you said, is it not possible that Jaren Duran has a regression this year, that he's not as dynamic as he was last year. But I was so in on it. Plus, I was riding the wave of positive Jaren Duran talk about, you know, the clubhouse and everything, that I was so in on him as a future leader and tentpole of the Red Sox. I said, no way. Looks like I may be eating a nice slice of the humble pie.
See this? So for
what
me,
what is that supposed to
what
be?
Is that? That, is, that is the weirdest dub I have ever seen.
We were
seen
doing that down there. We were like, let's take an excursion on the west side.
No wonder nobody was around you at the bar you guys were at.
So
throwing up gang signs down
could
there.
Be. So this dub represents the victory for me, Andy Wright again, and for you, it's the letter W that starts the word wrong.
I was just—I'll eat the L.
You can eat the L while I eat the dub. Jaren Duran, though,
none of us.
Would you be angry?
None of us.
If he's traded, because that's waving the white flag.
No,
forget
it's not.
About the.
Depending on what you get back.
What are they going to get back? Are they going to get an All-Star Game MVP? Are they going to get a guy who was a top 10 player in the American League last year, an MVP candidate, a guy who bats first? If you trade your second hitter, who's without a doubt your best hitter, and then you trade your first hitter, who right now might be your second best hitter, because I know Narvaez and some of these other guys, but like over the totality of a couple year span, Duran, if you trade your one and two guys, you don't think that's a waving of the white flag and saying, hey, see in 2026 when these young guys are ready to lead?
No, then you're committing to Anthony, Rafaela, and Willie Abreu in the outfield.
So you're waving the white flag.
I don't necessarily see it as a waving
of the white flag.
You're
committing to guys you don't want to play against lefties. I don't even know what you do. Well, then you're going to have to play him.
Well, back to your pre-vacation point.
You don't
the only
think
way
that's
you can get better at
flag?
Lefties. No, depending on what the return is.
What do you think you're going to get for? You just traded Devers, and you're not happy with the return, correct?
It wasn't great.
It wasn't
as
good.
Alex
not great.
Not great.
But they did take $257 million off your hands, or whatever that is, $250 million.
Let's go ahead and also just pump the brakes on, like, we'll spend it on Kyle Tucker. You
Why
don't
not?
Know what he's going to cost.
Oh, he's going to go north of $500 million, I would guess. Dan Ball, is that number accurate?
At least four, yeah.
Okay, so at least 400.
400? Why would you get back in bed with another almost $500 million?
Because that's
these
what...
contracts
because he's
are...
not a dink. Thank you.
How old is Kyle Tucker, Dan Ball? Would you mind stats and researching
27.
That?
No, 28. 29. I'm just guessing.
Wait.
29.
You can't throw
28.
Three. Okay.
Told ya! I threw three numbers out there that made sense. One of them was going to be
seven,
right.
Nine. My mother, my sister, my daughter.
Wait, you don't want them to sign high-priced players? You're the first person I've heard that.
No, these $400 or $500 million deals are stupid.
Why?
You're hamstringing your organization into...
So you don't want star players. You want to continue with the draft, develop, let them go model that's worked so well for the last 5 years.
There's going to have to... I believe there's going to have to be a paradigm shift with these. Baseball is not going to be able to exist, let alone thrive, in whatever regional, let alone national capacity.
Seen the
if
Yankees?
They continue with these stupid contracts.
The Yankees okay?
Yeah. Who have they signed? How long was Aaron Judge's deal?
Forever.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it's like 10 years, $440 million.
I think it's like 8 years, $400 million.
It's the same thing.
No, I would never go over 10. Are you kidding me?
It doesn't matter. Sign Kyle Tucker for whatever the hell he wants. Dan Ball, what do we got on Judge's contract? It was a massive deal.
9 year, $360 million.
Okay, 9 years.
That's
so we split the difference.
You want to do Soto 14 for $12 trillion?
No, Soto's the most overpaid player in baseball. We talked about that. Soto took advantage of a market that Shohei Ohtani, a guy who pitches and hits, set. And then somehow a dumb owner was like, yeah, we'll give you the same contract.
Even Ohtani's deal is only a 10 year deal. And it's a bargain.
I'm not sure it's going to be seen as a bargain in 30 years when they actually pay it or when it goes on the books or however that works.
That's never getting paid.
That's the way they can.
617-779-7937. Would you trade Jaren Duran? Is that a waving of the white flag? Fitzy says no. I says, if you trade Jaren Duran, you are absolutely giving up on the 2025 Boston Red Sox. And would you not sign a $300 million plus player with the slot that's been opened up with the Devers trade? There's a lot of... a lot of meat on the bone of what the hell Craig Breslow is going to do. And I guess the biggest question might be, do you even trust Craig Breslow to do what he's supposed to do or needs to do in the coming weeks, months, and years? A little Red Sox talk here to get things going on a Monday, a hot Monday here on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Saw him get off the plane and just kind of thought like oh no way, but it, like I said, like it's Rafael Devers. Like I was just shocked to see him leave the plane, but I napped most of the plane, so I didn't really have time to think about it. Me and Rob were always we're the best nappers on the plane, so we were right next to each other, passed out, so we didn't really have that much time to think about it.
A little Sublime, a little Summertime.
Good job, Andy.
Oh, I love Sublime. And Stiz with some good rejoins, although not getting me out of the vacay island life mentality. I'm back in the grind here.
So why not stay there? You're supposed, aren't you?
Oh,
you,
I wanted to.
Did you even vacation if you don't come back with a, hey, why can't every day have vacation vibes?
Well, it's a little feel. Bit of, and this is a philosophical question, and heck, we'll get into it right now. Why not?
Why not? What's the rush?
You know, little kids, oh, I wish it was Christmas every day. And as a parent, you're like, well, if it was Christmas every day, it wouldn't be special.
Also, we'd be broke.
Yeah, and I can't afford that. I mean, Santa can't afford that. But if you had vacation every day, it wouldn't be special.
Mm-hmm.
It would become, like, I'd probably start to be like, do I have to go to the buffet and get 3 plates again?
The funny thing about that, I tend to disagree.
Yeah.
I really don't think basking in the sun gets old.
And it is tiring. That's the other thing.
But having a good time?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so exhausting.
When you drink 12 fruity drinks and lay in the sun.
The 15.
By like 9 o'clock, I'm like, I got to go to bed.
Now you're talking.
Hit the hot tub.
Now you're talking. Well, guy, you got to mix in every now and again. You got to mix in water.
Oh, there was one day. Remember the old, is it Tom Herman? The Texas coach who put up the pee meters in front of the urinals. And he's like, you're a bad teammate if your pee looks like this.
Yeah.
I was a bad teammate. I was a Rafi Devers one of those days. Mm-hmm. I went to the bathroom and I was like, it was Gatorade coming out of me. I was
gross.
Like, honey, I think I'm dehydrated. She's like, you think? I get a lot of sarcasm from the wife at various points when I would have these like drinking related epiphanies and stuff. And you think?
You're
my
setting
belly
a bad
hurts.
Example for the children.
You think?
That's because your liver is the size of a goose.
Side question.
Mm-hmm.
So my son's 18.
Yep. I would have let him, sure.
Legal drinking age in St. Lucia is 18.
Yep.
Would you?
Yep.
Yeah, we did. Good. So it was interesting.
100%.
Shared my first beer, my first shot, and my first fruity drink with my son.
Oh, now, that's
cool. Outstanding.
It was
and
cool.
The funny thing, all in the same sitting.
No. And the
do you put a limit on it, though?
Well, he sucks down his fruity drinks.
They're like, delicious. All right.
And you're like, hey, you've never drank before. At least pretend you've never drank before.
This is not the Fitzy 5 coming up at 5:30, which will have a tie-in to your vacation endeavor.
Okay.
Top 5 fruity drinks.
The Dirty Banana is great, but makes your belly hurt. The
Perfect Harmony. Should we just log off now?
You're on your own.
Okay.
The Smile and Wave.
The hell are all these?
Oh, they
I'm looking
had,
for like Miami Vice, Colada,
oh, no,
Daiquiri,
they had,
Margarita.
Well, a lot of theirs are like a Daiquiri and a Margarita with a rum float on top.
I'm very worried about you with what you're saying.
Pour rum on top. You know, those
see,
types
the, my
things.
Favorite, the half Colada, half Strawberry Daiquiri, the Miami Vice, that's the goat.
Okay, that was good. I made it my goal to try, and they also had different menus at every bar. Like the swim up pool bar had a totally different menu than the beach bar. and I tried to make my way through all of them.
What about the painkiller? Did you find the painkiller?
I forgot, and it wasn't on any of their menus, okay. And I didn't know what it was, so I didn't want them to be like, what's that? And I'm like, I don't know. Stiz told me to order it.
It was a quiz with Stiz.
Yeah. You know, you must listen. It's very popular on the internet. I'm sure you've seen it on
socials. You're telling me Jedi doesn't listen to the quiz with Stiz? That's too bad.
I don't think so.
Is it pronounced Stiz or Stuz or Stiz?
I don't know. It wasn't English,
Stiz.
According to
Andy. Okay, I have a side question to your side question. Touché. Stiz. Dan, you may have. Stiz, have you ever been to a swim-up pool bar?
I have not.
All right. We need to endeavor that. We need to make this happen.
Great. There is one in Florida, I believe, in what's the city next to where we are, West Palm?
Margaritaville.
Oh, man.
Where we are?
Delray. So yes. I believe there is one in Delray.
Old friend of the old Maddie and Nick show, Mike Wendt, lives down there. He'll take care of you.
Well, Mike,
go visit, yeah.
The real next level swim up is in Vegas now. Some of the casinos have swim up tables where you can swim up and play blackjack or
that's dangerous.
That's next level.
How do you carry money?
I'm guessing you probably have some sort
wristband,
of plastic card.
Wristband.
Yeah, the dangerous Disney wristband where your kids can spend Lord knows what in a very quick amount of time. The Jaron Duran thing, though. I teased it. And I didn't lose all my teasing and hosting. Oh, you got a vertical horror. Make sure you tease this. Cora will be at 5:30 on Tuesday.
Wrong question, good question.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So you don't believe that if they trade Jaron Duran, there will be an outcry of they gave up on the season? Like people are done waving the white flag?
Well, he is the favorite player of a lot of people. I think many more people like or prefer Jaron Duran to Rafael Devers.
He has a more passionate fan following than Rafi Devers ever did.
But don't 100%. You think the yield that he could return is greater for some of your most immediate needs, given the potential outfield glut and what you're looking to do in the future.
So do you believe you would get major league? Because I think you're more likely
I'm not
prospects.
Paid for. I have not heard from anyone on this. I'm just speculating.
I think it's an absolute waving of the white flag, and it's an admission. You did get it right. It's a youth movement.
Yeah.
It would be, now we're just focused on Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony and Christian Campbell, fingers crossed, comes back and doesn't stay in Worcester mm-hmm. kind of thing. And that's
hopefully
what you were doing.
Hopefully comes back as a first baseman.
But I think that is the ultimate way. If you trade your first batter and your second batter, and they're your two best batters, I don't know how you can – I don't care what you get in return. Unless you get a legitimate, you know, De La Cruz or like somebody like some star, and you're not going to. I was just being exaggerative.
Sure.
But, I mean, Jaron Duran, coming into this year, you thought he was basically a star.
Yeah, he was eighth in the MVP voting
so
last year.
So are you getting a star in return
well,
for
why
Jaron
is he,
Duran?
Why is he under – you should be able to get – you should be able to get both prospects that you hope developmentally,
but that's a waving of the white flag,
and people that can contribute now.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that double dip. I don't think you can get a representative return.
Well, why do you think he's the top of the 30 players the Athletic believes can be traded? And
Roman
why would
Anthony
the Red Sox want to move on?
And Rafaela and Abreu, all they're going control. Youth movement. Yeah. And the fact that he has a year and a half left at least under control. And you don't have to, he's not
and
a
Duran
rental.
Has 2 years
you don't
left.
Have to pay him right yeah. away. Like, there's reason for him to, and he was the All-Star Game MVP, and he was a very, very good baseball player over the last 2+ years. Even this year, he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not the All-Star MVP.
Going on? Why isn't he performing at the same? I mean, he caught fire in June last year and then just went on an absolute rip.
I mean,
but he
so,
was better.
Rafi refused to play first base, and all the texts I got said, just let him hit. Don't want to put him in the field because it might hurt his hitting. Is there any chance that Jaron Duran isn't all that comfortable in left field and that the mess-ups in the field are carrying over into the batter's box and there's some sort of emotional or whatever? If it works for Rafi, if fielding and offense are tied together for Rafi, could they be tied together for Jaron Duran and you took his position away?
Yeah, I got to tell you.
He was a center fielder.
I don't
Maybe
love,
he likes center field.
I don't love how much fiddling around with the lineup, not just where people bat, but where people play. Like, I just want to see the same.
But that's not his excuse. He's been the left fielder primarily this year. He used to be the center fielder.
I think he likes center field more.
I think he likes it more, too. And he certainly doesn't look comfortable. And I think Dan Ball had some numbers, geeky numbers with this, or I don't know. But he doesn't look comfortable, especially at Fenway Park, going to his right. Did you have numbers, or did we just observe that, Dave?
Yeah, he's tied for the worst outfielder in the league going forward and to his backhand, essentially like going towards the wall.
The wall,
and
the tight
going
wall.
Going towards foul territory, and that's home in a way. But him not being able to be a wild child like he is in center field and just running 110% everywhere
right.
seems to be screwing with his focus a little bit when he's tracking fly balls.
Or it could be as simple as he had a nice year plus, and that's not necessarily who he is in totality at the major league level, that he's a good, not great player, that he's not going to be an MVP candidate, that he's not going to be an all-star MVP.
Outfield mishaps were part of his game before last year.
Yes.
That's one of the biggest things of his game.
The ball that got lost in center field is the one that almost got
you ever catch a ball at twilight at Fenway Park?
Tons.
Till you do, don't talk to him about that.
Have you?
No.
Okay.
Then what are we doing here?
Exactly.
That's true. We've never done a lot of the things we talk about, but 617-779-7937. It's 3 o'clock on a Monday. Island Andy is back, and boy, did I miss this, or at least I'll pretend I missed it. It's 3 o'clock. That means it's time for the 3-point stance on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.